I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends His Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, hello there. It's good to be back with you again. As always, it's to me, it's an honor and a privilege, even after all these years. I praise and thank God for this venue. I praise and thank God for the way that He has called us, each and every one of us, to come together. He's called us by name. And as you know, you are my team of evangelists. And it's pretty beautiful to have your own team of evangelists. And this is who God has sent to me, each and every one of you. And because you are, I would remind you again that this is live streamed. It's only an hour on Thursdays. Well, it's still 2 hours, but I mean, my program, I don't do the 2 hours anymore. Quite some time ago, I gave the second hour to someone else, and today we'll be on for an hour. I want to praise and thank God for all the ways that He works in us and through us, all the ways that He's blessed my life through you. You are really and truly my gift. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. And I praise and thank God that today we come together. And I believe with all my heart and soul that when He calls us together, He blesses us and heals us. He gives us a special anointing. He calls us by name to gather. But it doesn't stop here, because the anointing is with us always. He has poured out His Spirit on us, and every single baptized person, every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, has that same gift of the Holy Spirit. He didn't just come at confirmation to give you a spirit when you were baptized, and I was baptized. We received the fullness of the Spirit, as I always remind people. Confirmation, we are strengthened in that gift and maybe have a better sense to be open, to be taught all the ways that the Holy Spirit works in us and through us. By the time, usually around 12 years old, and sometimes it's a 3-year program, and it's not just, you know, when you turn around 12 years old. Many come into the church, so the ICA program, as it's not even called that anymore, but they come into the church, many of as adults all over the world, on Holy Saturday. they come in to become part of our one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So again, I just want to praise and thank God for being with each and every one of you. You, as being my gift, you bring out the best in me. And I pray I bring out the best in you, as I always say. So today, on Thursdays, we bring up the gospel. I love the word. I love the word of God. I love to hear it at Mass. I love to read it every day. I pray that his word would always sink into my heart. You know, it's more about, I remember my one son, Michael. I remember very, very vividly. I think I asked him if he was going to come to the prayer meeting one night. He used to have a prayer meeting down at St. John of the Immaculate Conception. I had one at St. John of the Cross, too. But at this time, I was raising my family in Jenkintown and at the Immaculate Conception. And I remember he said something to the effect, like, "Mom, I know the Lord. I'm not going to prayer meeting." He says, "I know the Lord. We were weaned on the scripture. We were weaned on his word." I said, "That's true, but you know the word, but do you know the author? And we can quote scripture till we're blue in the face, and we're saved by grace through the word of God, through the scriptures. But we're saved by grace and the word of God." So I just want to remind us how important it is to read the word of God, to have ears that are really open, to hear his word in church, not to wonder if the person next to you or your husband or your wife or your children are listening to the gospel that day, because, boy, that was meant for them. Actually, it's always meant for us, individually, every single one of us. And so we have to have ears to hear. What is the Lord saying to us in his word today to me? He's speaking to me. And we have to be that attuned to get the message that he's speaking to your heart and my heart, and to read the word. You know, for years, and I still do it, but for many, 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 many years, even when I first started my first, when I first started to step out more publicly into, God called me more into public ministry, I remember when counseling people, I used to do a lot of spiritual direction, and I would always give them a prescription. And I told them they had to take it 3 times a day, and morning, noon, and before they went to bed at night. And I remember a person, Don Remy, God rest his soul, he literally got a tablet, and he had it made up, and it said Kathleen McCarthy, and underneath it, it said prescription pad. And truly, I would, when I was done with the, you know, direction or counseling, I would give them a prescription if I felt they were in need of it. And I would always say to read God's word 3 times a day. And usually, I would say a lot of times, I would give the Our Father and to take it in parts, part in the morning, part in the afternoon, and then again before they went to bed in the evening, and allow his word to cleanse us from the inside out, to heal us, to open our minds and our hearts and our understanding to what is God really saying in his word, and what is he saying to me in my heart, my mind, my spirit. And so it's important for us not just to hear the word of God at Mass, as we will and always have, and God willing, always will hear it, but also for us personally to take that discipline, take that time, even if it's 10 minutes a day. I know when I was working in the corporate world, I would go in and I would close the door and I'd take 10 minutes before I would open my door. I would take 10 minutes in the morning before I started my day. I was a corporate trainer at that point when I did that. And I'd take that 10 minutes because we can't give what we don't have. And that's anything. We can't preach a truth if we don't know the truth. We can't give the gifts of wisdom or knowledge or discernment unless we ourselves have been, God has given us those gifts and we've experienced them ourselves. So we can't give what we don't have, nor can we lead from behind. And so it's beautiful that we would take, you know, whether it's half hour, an hour, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and just take, you know, pray about it and get a sense of maybe a Lord will lean into you and put a word on your heart or your mind or your spirit and direct you to read part of the scriptures. And really take that into your heart. Ponder that word. What is the Lord saying to me today? Because his word is ever new. Okay, it's ever new. It's ancient, but it's also ever new. And so we, when we grow in the word of God, when we grow in the sacramental grace of Mother Church's, the sacramental life, through... That's why Jesus left us the sacraments, right? To grow in grace and wisdom and knowledge before God. Just as Jesus did in his humanity. The scriptures say he grew in grace and wisdom and knowledge. And so should we. And so today I'm going to open up the scriptures and going to see what the Lord wants to say to each of us. Pulling up. Okay. All right. And today's scripture reading is from Mark 1, verse 40 to 45. And a leper came to him, beseeching him and kissing and kneeling down. He said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." I'm going to read this again because I misread it. And a leper came to him, beseeching him and kneeling, said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and he touched him. And he said to the leper, "I will be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he was made clean. And he sternly charged the man and sent him away at once and said to him, "See that you say nothing to anyone, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses had commanded for proof to the people." But he went out and began to talk freely about it and to spread the news, so that Jesus could no longer openly enter a town, but was out in the country, and people came to him from everywhere and every quarter. And that's the gospel of the Lord. You know, I find it interesting because truly a leper in those days, I mean, they could have been stoned if they approached a rabbi. They could have been literally stoned to death because they were considered unclean. Even their own families would have been considered unclean. So the family shunned them. The community shunned them. They knew better than even come anywhere near anyone else for fear of defiling somebody. And the same with the people. They would come nowhere near a leper. They were... People knew without a doubt that, you know, really and truly, that they could catch it. It was, they were afraid of being contaminated, for want of a better word. They knew that that leprosy could enter them. That's why you weren't allowed near them. That's why they were... told to go fend for themselves. They weren't allowed to enter a synagogue. They weren't allowed to enter in the town square. They were ostracized, truly. And I know people say, like, what a beautiful, you know, gospel, and it's true that Jesus, who is all purity, all cleanliness, all wholeness, he was not afraid of being contaminated or afraid that the man was contagious and maybe he would become unclean. He knew he was pure and clean, and he wasn't afraid of becoming unclean. And so when the man came to him, he said, Lord, you know, he told him, he trusted him. I know you can make me clean. And Jesus, without even thinking about it, he knew he was going to reach out his hand and touch that man. He was going to make him whole. He was going to cleanse him. And he was telling him, don't talk to anybody else afterwards. Don't tell anybody. Because throngs of people would start coming and he wouldn't be able to walk around freely as he was doing at that period of time. But just like us with human nature, don't tell anybody this or don't tell anybody that or keep this to yourself. Next thing you know, they're telling somebody. Everybody's telling somebody, even when they say they... You know, oh, well, I'm just sharing it with, this is such a good thing, I'm sharing it with others. But the bottom line is, Jesus told him not to share it. He said, just go show yourself immediately to the priest, because that's what was expected. That was, go right to the priest so the priest could see you were completely cleansed. In other words, by going to the priest and the priest saying you are cleansed, he was not only cleansed and made clean, but he was also going to be restored because he no longer had leprosy. He was going to be restored and welcomed back to the community. And I thought, you know, it's really amazing, the faith of this leper. Do we have that kind of faith? I mean, they could have been stoned to death. If anybody even walked close up to a rabbi and called out to him, Rabboni, or called out to him in any way to get his attention, he could have been stoned. That was part of their law. That was part of what they did. So imagine, and I'm looking at the leper now. I mean, Jesus, we know, reached out and touched him, and he was purity and cleanliness himself. So obviously he knew he was never going to be contaminated because he was sent to heal the lepers. He was sent to heal the brokenhearted. He was sent to heal the blind, those that could not hear. He was sent to the lepers that they would be made whole and cleansed and restored. Can you imagine what it felt like? That nobody wanted to be near you. Not even your own family. Your own family would totally get you away somewhere else. They wouldn't want to touch you or be near you. Ostracized by everybody. Can you imagine how the lepers felt? The loneliness, the brokenness, the feeling, why me? Why is this happening to me? What did I do wrong? Why has this leprosy come upon me? And of course, they always considered it in those days, if you were deathly sick and a leper, you know, had something to do, like the blind man, they said it must have been because of his mother and father. Some sin that the blind man was born blind. And the truth of the matter was, it was in that case so that God could be glorified. And in this case, Jesus was going to glorify his Father, who he sent into the world to heal, to redeem, to save the sinner, to make them whole, to cleanse them from sin. But for the leper, I thought, what faith this guy had. What tremendous faith he had. Would we have that kind of faith? If we were told never to go anywhere near anybody, and you could be stoned if you went to the priest, or you went to the, would be our way of talking, or you went to the rabbi, tried to get his attention, pray for healing, he had to be a man filled with great hope. He had to be someone that believed in this Jesus that he heard about. Someone that he knew had the power to cleanse him. He didn't know how or why. But his faith, deep in his being, said, go to him and call out to him. And he did. Lord, I know you can heal me. And that's amazing, isn't it? Lord, I know you can heal me. God knows all things. He knew that the man would ask him for healing. And Jesus, you know, he just reaches out his hands and he says, I will. Be clean. That's all he had to do. Man says, Lord, I know you can heal me. And he says, I will. Be cleansed. So it's really amazing that, to me, I see this man full of faith. The scriptures say the leprosy immediately disappeared. I mean, that was an out-and-out miracle. It immediately left the man. And that's when he said, go and show yourself to the priest and offer your cleansing. That's what Moses commanded. You know, for proof, go show yourself to the priest. But I've thought, we look at, which is true, how great is our God, that he healed him. But he not only healed him, he knew the man would be restored again, be able to see his family again. People wouldn't be afraid or disgusted to come near him or touch him. The parents could throw their arms around him again. His siblings could come up close and welcome him, hug him. The rabboni, the rabbis, would be greeting him in the synagogue. The people in the community would talk about the wonder and awe of this Jesus who was able to cleanse a leper just with a touch of his hand, so as to bring about the glory of God, but also to bless this man faith. I want to go back to, let me see if I can pull this scripture back up. I want to go back to this because I think it's powerful. A leper came to him, beseeching him, and kneeling said to him, "If you will, you can make me clean." And it says that Jesus was moved with pity. And he uses that same word. He says, "I will. I will." That's all he said. "I will be cleaned," as he stretched out his hand. And the scriptures say that leprosy left him immediately. Do we have that? Oh, we know God can heal. But what I have seen with my own eyes, what I have heard with my own ears, what I've touched with my own hands, I see the power of God being manifested time and time and time again. Not only as part of healing ministry, everybody thinks it's physical. Many people are healed physically. Most people know that God can heal. I don't think that's a question. They believe in God. They know he can heal. But this man, he placed his hope in Jesus. He was a man of great faith, great courage, isn't he? When he knew he could have been stoned, and he approached Jesus anyway. He had that much faith and that much hope that, hey, I can go ask him to heal me of leprosy. I believe his word is that powerful. I believe that he is. You might have thought, this is the Messiah. I don't know. But he knew he was somebody special. And he knew that as he was roaming around to town, he was healing people. And the leper knew that God could heal him. And so in faith, in hope, and trust, he approaches Jesus. "If you will, you can heal me of this leprosy." You know, some of us have all kinds of leprosy. Maybe leprosy in our heart and soul. A leprosy that doesn't show up on the outside. Maybe lies. Maybe we have been not truthful about so many things. Maybe we lie about things. Maybe that's how we're contaminated. That's how that leprosy can touch and contaminate anybody, but so can sin. So can sin. And so many times, we don't see the outside of people. I mean, we don't see the inside of people. We only see the outside. But how many? We're all sinners. We all fall short of the glory of God. But it's up to us to approach Jesus just the same way. "Jesus, I know you can deliver me from alcohol. Jesus, I know. I believe, I'm hoping in you that you can set me free and deliver me from drugs, from same-sex relationships, disordered relationships. I know, Lord, you can deliver me and heal me from this." And you can go on and on and on. But all of us, in some way, there's things in our hearts that nobody knows about that we need healing. And if we're honest before the Lord and we really want to be free of those things that would stifle the Spirit of God at work in us, then go to confession with the faith and the hope, knowing that as you confess these things, that God is God, and that his healing love and his power will come through his heart and enter into our hearts with that same love and mercy and compassion. "Will you heal me, Lord?" He says, "I will." and he stretches out his hand and he heals. And he can heal anything and everything. He's the healer of healers and the Lord of lords. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, again, I just want to praise and thank God for each of you. I want to ask you to remember that we're live streamed. You know, maybe somebody really needs to hear today. Only God can read hearts, really read hearts completely. Some get a glimpse into hearts. You know, when you get a glimpse into someone's heart and the Lord shows you things. But God alone is the one that's reading that heart, even then. But he knows everything. He knows every single thing about us. And so he searches. He says, I alone search the heart. And he knows why we do what we do. And he wants to heal us. He wants to deliver us. He wants to set us free. Free to be who he's really calling us to be. To be who God has called us to be. To be able to go out into the world and tell everybody that he is the same today, yesterday, and forever. He wants to heal our hearts, comfort our souls. He wants to set us free. He wants to deliver us out of darkness, anything that would hold us bound, anything. He will set us free. Anything that is not of the Lord Jesus Christ, he will set us free. We have to have that kind of the faith like the leper. I wonder if people ever thought about that leper, about how much faith he had to have. Maybe people didn't realize in our day that he could have been stoned to death for approaching a rabbi and totally had to suffer repercussions and consequences even by trying to contact his own family. But a rabbi, a holy man, that would bring about a stoning. And so you and I have that same opportunity that the leper had. We can say to the Lord, Lord, I know if you will, you can heal me. And then we have to be ready to hear, I will. And as Jesus sends his word or stretches out his hands, no matter the sin, he's greater than any sin. we could ever be guilty of. He's pure, holy. There's no sin in him. He's the Son of the living God. He's the Savior of the world. He is the Redeemer. And he has given us the anointing and the power of his Holy Spirit that we would know and have the hope and the faith and the trust in him that when we fall, he can pick us right up when we call to him. He sent us a living show and tell of him falling on the way to Calvary under the weight of his pain, his suffering, the wounds, the scars, the hurt. He was beaten to a pulp. He was weak. He was tired. He wanted to give up. He was exhausted. And in his humanity, he fell. Not once, but three times. So that we can look and see he got up every time. And no matter what we're dealing with in life, with whatever it is, whether it's sickness, maybe ourselves, maybe we've gotten the news that we have a very serious health problem. Maybe it's our heart. Maybe it's another organ in our body. Maybe it's the fact that we have a family and maybe you were let go at work or people were laid off. How are you going to feed that family? What are you going to do? We, all of us, time and day in, day out, time and time again, we have, our God is with us, you know, Emmanuel. He's with us all the time. And because he's always approachable, because he's always ready, waiting for us to come to him. No matter the cause, no matter, Lord, my body's in constant pain all the time. Lord, I'm weary, I'm tired, I hurt all the time. Lord, I know you can, if you will, you can heal me. He says, I will. And he stretches out his hand or he sends his word. We have to grow in that hope in the Lord, that faith in the Lord, the knowledge and the trust in the Lord that he's the God of all healing. And sometimes there's suffering, and that suffering, when we embrace it, not, oh, Lord, give me suffering. Absolutely not. Lord, please spare me. But when we are suffering, when we're carrying a cross that is heavy, or when we're trying to carry a cross and it's so too heavy for us. That's why grace abounds where sin abounds. Grace abounds more. And we have that kind of grace to embrace our suffering. Not thanking God for the suffering, but that what he's going to do through that suffering. That we take that suffering upon our own being and embrace the cross, which has been measured and weighed for each one of us, and the right amount of grace is sent for us to pick up that cross and carry it. And when we embrace it as suffering that we can offer up for someone who doesn't know the Lord, someone who has given up hope, someone who doesn't believe, someone who feels God has abandoned them, they feel God doesn't even hear them. We can offer up that suffering because we do believe. We do know that he's the healer of healers. We do know, even in the midst of our hardship or tribulations or trials or sicknesses, whether it's physical, spiritual, or emotional, that we would have that faith of that leper. And say, I'm going to ask if you will. I know you can heal me. Jesus said, I will. I will heal you. I will stretch out my hand. I will send my word. All healing on earth is temporary, my brothers and sisters. All healing on earth. We'll have a complete healing when we go home one day to the Lord. Then we're really and completely healed for all eternity. No more pain, no more suffering. Just filled with the grace of God from head to toe. Face to face with our God, our Lord, our Savior. To be able to look and see our triune God. To be able to be with Him forever in paradise, in eternity. But while we're here on earth, He still heals. And for every suffering in our life, whatever it is, maybe it's an emotional healing that we're really in need of. Maybe there's somebody that has wounded us or hurt us so deeply that we think the rest of our lives we're going to have to carry this in us because we cannot forgive that sin. They betrayed us, sometimes with a kiss. They maybe wounded our bodies, maybe our emotions, our minds, our spirit. God says, as I have forgiven you, I call you to forgive others. And when we think we can't, that's when we have to be like that leper. We have to say, Lord, please heal my heart. Let me be like you. Let me have a heart of mercy, a heart of forgiveness, a heart of love. I can't forgive this person. But Lord, send your word into my heart and heal me of that sin in my heart. That kind of dirty disease, that leprosy. Make me whole, Lord. Make me clean, Lord. And for every time I've ever, I've sinned a cross, then give me the grace, Lord. Give me the grace to pick it up and carry it. Not complain all the time. Not drag it around. Not tell people constantly, oh, I hurt so bad. You share that with the people you're closest with, or your friends, because they can, you know, it's so beautiful. St. John of the Cross said this, and he said, love multiplies our joy. So when people are experiencing great joy, they just had a baby, they just graduated from college, they just fell in love, they got engaged, they're going to get married. These are jubilee times. These are times to be jubilant. In those times, God's rejoicing with us. He's in those times all the time. But in the times that we're suffering, the times that we're overwhelmed, I feel He just doesn't hear me anymore. He's tired of listening to me and He doesn't go and do anything. And that's when we're supposed to go the extra step. Lord, heal me. Heal my mind. Heal my body. Heal my spirit, Lord. Give me the eyes and ears of faith. Let me hear you speak to me. Let me hear you send your word to tell me that you're healing me, delivering me, setting me free, so that I can be more like you, Lord, and that I can tell others that every day, new mercies, that you're never, ever could be outdone in generosity, in love, in mercy, and forgiveness. Help us, Lord, just like you stirred up the heart of that leper to know he knew he could come to you, or he wouldn't have come because he knew he could have been stoned. But something deep within his heart knew that you would heal him. Something deep within his soul knew that you would hear his cry. Not only hear it, but respond to it. He was a grown man. He had this leprosy for years. And yet in an instant, you cleansed him immediately. Lord, stir up faith in all of your people. Stir up that faith in them. Stir up your faith in me, that I can believe that you need only say the word and I will be healed. That you can cleanse me from sin. You can cleanse me from affliction. You can cleanse me, Lord, from disease. You can cleanse me from a hard, harsh heart. You can cleanse me from that unforgiveness. Lord, you can do all things. And I ask it, if you will, do it in me and through me. Cleanse me from the inside out. Heal me, that I may go out in your name and tell everybody that I know you, that I can tell them about what you've done in my life so that they can come to believe that you are the God that was sent to love them, to redeem them, to heal them. It's you, Lord. It's your love, your mercy, your power, your anointing. It's all about you, Lord. Give your people that hope, to place our hope and our trust in you. When we place our hope in you, you tell us, well, hope never disappoints. So, Lord, open our eyes that we can see you instead of all the things in this world that are destructive, that are dark, that are sinful. All the hate, the vitriol, the bitterness. Give us eyes to see, Lord. And then heal our hearts that we can be given forgiveness. That we can pray for one another. Even the things that we see them doing that is horrific and horrible and evil. Lord, I believe more in the power of your merciful heart and love than I do believing in anybody, no matter how dark, no matter what evil they're dealing with. I believe more in your love for everyone, in your power, in your saving grace to redeem, to save, to heal, to deliver, and to renew. I believe, Lord, with all my heart and soul, that you are Emmanuel, God with us, and that you're accessible, Lord. You're accessible. Our God, the one that created us, the one that made the whole world. Out of chaos, he brought beauty. The God who came down to be one of us, that we could become more like him. That we would decrease, Lord. And that you would increase within us. Help us to love the unlovable. Help us to forgive the unforgivable. Help us, Lord, to remember to call on you. You are our all in all. And you tell us that there's absolutely nothing impossible for you. We see that in the scripture with the leper. And we see it throughout the scriptures. Broken bodies healed. People that were so full of fear and anxiety to be set free. You came to set the captives free. In the scriptures, the demonic, Lord, who was rolling around. They chained him up at night. They chained him because he was roaming all the cemeteries and graveyards, and that's the only place he could live. But what did you do, Lord? You healed him. You healed him, and you set him free. The young man that was suffering seizures, what did you do, Lord? When the father said, if you will, Lord, you can heal him, he said, I will it. And he healed the boy, the young boy. He heard the father's plea, and he healed that young man. He heard the prayer from the father's heart. And the father said, You can heal him. He had the faith to believe. He had hope, even if it's, he said, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That should be a part of every one of our prayers. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. That we might grow deeper and deeper and deeper in love with our God. That we might understand and our minds might be enlightened and our hearts be enlightened to know that all things are possible with him. That he alone is the healer of healers. And that when we pray according to his holy will, we can be healed. Will there be people that won't be healed? Yes. Why? We don't understand the ways of God sometimes. Are there suffering souls in the world? Absolutely. He tells us there are. But they're for to glorify God in the end. Only God and God alone is the healer. And we should always be saying, deep within our hearts, we believe, Lord, help our unbelief. Just like the man with the son, he could never find healing for his son. His son was like rolling on the ground, even rolling into the fire. He had no control when he went into the Caesars. And then Jesus comes on the scene. And the father had faith. Maybe not all that he needed, but he had faith. And so what did he do? He said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Do you believe that your children, your husband, your wife, your parents, your siblings, the people that God brings into your life, do you really believe that you can turn to God and ask for healing for them? Do you believe that God is still in the miracle business? He is. Just think about this. God is from the beginning. He's the beginning and he's the end. He created all. And us, we're infants. And so we haven't grown into all the ways that God wants us to experience his power, his might, his anointing, and especially his love, his mercy, and his forgiveness. That's what you and I need. Lord, I believe. I believe you can do anything. I believe, Lord. And then we have to remember, but do we believe he will? Our faith, our hope, our trust is in the name of the Lord who created heaven and earth. And our faith will grow every time we're stretched. And we will come to be more aware of the healer of healers and the Lord of lords, Jesus the Christ, the Rabboni, the teacher, Jesus, the Savior who will save his people, Emmanuel, will come to know that he's with us always in every single situation. This is the God who loves us. This is the God who was beaten for us, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. His Father sent him to redeem us. His Father sent him into world because he didn't ever want to be without us in paradise. So he sends his only son because he was pure. The only pure sacrifice that could have been offered for our redemption. There would never be another. So he came himself in the form of Jesus, his son. In the fullness of time, in the fullness of time, of all this time, Father God, in the fullness of time, found the woman to be the mother of his son. And through the power and the anointing and the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, Jesus is born. We just had Christmas. But he's new every morning. New mercy. New opportunities. New chances. New starts. New life. Ask him to stir the fire that's maybe lying dormant. And ask him to breathe the breath. The breath of the Holy Spirit, that ruah, the breath of the Holy Spirit. Pray that his anointing, his breath of the Holy Spirit might fall afresh on us every day anew, renewing us, reminding us that he's God and we're not, but that he is listening. Because he says he is. He's God. He doesn't lie. He says, I'm with you always. And I will be with you always, even till the end of time. I'm not going to just be around sometime. I'm Emmanuel. I'm God with you. Do you believe that I can set your son or daughter free from drugs, alcohol, promiscuity, eating disorders? You name it. And then we have to say, do we believe? Yes, Lord, I believe. You know I can. Do you think I will? I hope you will, Lord. I know you can. I hope you will. I believe you will. Please set them free. Heal their hearts along with their addiction. Take any disease in their heart, in their mind, in their spirit, any in mind. And in its void, in that place, fill me with your spirit. Fill me with hope in you, Lord. Fill me with absolute surety that you are the God of the impossible. Set a fire in my heart so strong that wherever I go, people will see you in me, that the fire that would be in my heart would spark a fire, put a spark in another's heart. That when I reach out in your love, that you reach out and touch them and heal them, renew them and deliver them, Lord. This is who you are. And we might, as you say, my ways are above your ways. We might not understand them. But we can trust in them, we can hope in them, and we can believe more and more and more. As we say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. I can't believe here we are at the end of an hour. I also want to praise and thank you, Lord, for each and every person listening. I pray that, Lord, that you who are the healer, I praise and thank you for healing little James. I praise and thank you that you're healing Christy. I praise and thank you that you're healing all those that I hold in my heart. I praise and thank you, Lord Jesus, for all those that are stuck in darkness and sin and hatred and bitterness and vitriol. I hope in you, and I trust in you, that you will bring your healing power forth. You will bring renewal upon this people in this age, in this time. I believe, Lord. And I praise and thank God for today. And I ask you to send forth your word today, Lord, bringing healing and restoration, cleansing, delivering, and healing all those who are holding up to you right now. As I close and pray in the Spirit, Lord, see all those that are lifting their intentions to you right now, and let it be done to them according to your holy word. Health, healing of mind, body, and spirit. God bless you. Remember, Dr. Anton Raimondo is coming on next. He always has a beautiful show, and he is a beautiful gift to the world. So stay tuned. God bless you. And God willing, I will see you Tuesday. And know that that part on this communication board was not the problem. But we are researching it now to find out where we can get the part that was finally discerned was the part needed. So pray for us that the phone lines would be back up. Again, stay tuned for Dr. Anton Raimondo, a great friend of mine, and I hope he's a great friend of yours. God bless you.